Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us today on this Friday. For the past 2 weeks, we have been listening to a marvelous series by Derek Prince on God is a Matchmaker. He's been teaching us out of the Word of God on marriage as a covenant, on God's standards for marriage. He's been teaching us out of his own life, his marriages, his marvelous holy marriages, and the great things that God taught him there. I want to introduce David Holland, who's one of our producers and also helping me in my time of a kind of a scratchy voice from too much ministry. He's going to help us to understand what we're doing, what great resources are available from DPM, and take us right into this great teaching. David, thank you for being here.
Hi, Stephen. It's really great to be here. And I've just been fascinated with this 2 weeks of teaching that Derek's brought us. I'm not aware of a lot of other ministries that bring biblical teaching about how to find and marry the right person. You know, God's person for you. That's a subject that's very, even though I'm married, happily married, it's a subject that's very interesting to me because I'm a dad. I've got three daughters at home, and I am already, and have been for years, reinforcing to them, you've got to get this right. I've got an 18-year-old daughter I sent off to college a few months ago, and I said, honey, you know, there's a lot of things you can get wrong in life, but don't get that wrong. Get that one right. Get it God's way. And here's some great teaching that allows us to do that. I mentioned a statistic, in yesterday's program, that the demographers tell us that at one point in 2007, our country crossed a milestone. We reached a threshold where the first time in our history, there are more single people in this nation than married. More single people than married people. Us married folks are a minority now. And that means that there are lots of single people out there, single believers, looking and hoping and praying to marry the right person. And this teaching is bringing us that wisdom.
David, great stuff. Thanks for being with me.
Oh, my pleasure, Stephen. Thank you.
Well, let's get right to it. As Derek Prince teaches us about the responsibility of parents.
In our contemporary culture, this word matchmaker has an antiquated sound. People don't expect to see a matchmaker anywhere near a marriage today. Nevertheless, the concept of a matchmaker represents a need that is still very real. There are two things that a matchmaker can contribute. First, maturity. Life looks very different when you've passed 40 from when it looks before you've reached 20. And maturity does give a perspective that sometimes enables wiser judgments to be made. When I think what I was like round about 20, I had all the answers to all life's problems. There was just one problem. I'd never made them work. 20 years later, I think I had a lot fewer answers, but the ones I had were working. Secondly, a person who fulfills the role of a matchmaker can contribute objectivity. They're not directly emotionally involved. When you become emotionally involved in a situation, it's often very difficult to make a sound and rational judgment, even though you may wish to. So let me suggest to you, whatever point of view you look at it from, that in making a decision about marriage, there are two things that are very helpful: maturity and objectivity. In the culture of the Bible, parents accepted a great measure of responsibility for the marriage of their children. Just give you two brief examples. In Genesis chapter 24, we have the beautiful story of how Abraham sought a bride for his son Isaac. We also have the response of the woman who was chosen, Rebekah. Abraham took the responsibility to find a bride for his son, and it was Rebekah's family that took the responsibility to commit her to Abraham's representative when he came for her. So on both sides, there was family responsibility for the marriage of the young people. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul counsels Christian parents on giving their daughter in marriage. So that principle is still recognized in the New Testament. Incidentally, in a marriage ceremony, we still traditionally ask the question, who gives this woman to this man. That implies that the father has something to do with it. Today, very often, it's just a formality. There's very little reality. But in actual fact, I believe a father, particularly, still has a very serious responsibility for his daughter. Now, to some of you who are listening, all this may sound old-fashioned. You may say, well, today we do things differently. We have other ways of coming into marriage. That is probably true. But let me add objectively that no society in human history has ever had a more terrible record of marriages that fail than contemporary American society. There isn't any other society I know of in history that's been nearly as grievous in the failure of its marriages as contemporary American society. So if we're to judge by results, America today does not have all the answers. I suggest that it could be helpful to turn back again to that old-fashioned book, the Bible. So today I'm going to speak briefly about the responsibility of parents in connection with the marriage of their children. Now let me just say a word of personal testimony. I am not speaking merely out of theory. In my first marriage, I shared in the raising of 9 daughters, and my second marriage brought me an extra 2 daughters and a son. So I may not always have done the right thing. In fact, I very frankly acknowledge sometimes I did not do the right thing, but I have had experience, and I think I've learned some of my lessons the hard way. And I'd like to share these lessons with some of you so that you may not always have to learn the hard way. Let me offer the following pieces of advice for parents in connection with the marriage of their children. First, acknowledge your responsibility. You have a major responsibility to see that your children make good marriages. Don't run away from that responsibility. Don't hide behind it in contemporary culture, because God will still hold you accountable. Second, pray for the mates of your children from birth. This is one of the major keys to success. I have precious Christian friends who have prayed for the right mate for each of their children from the day that each child was born. And looking at what's happened in that family, I have to say that God has been marvelously answering those prayers. See, even if there are some areas in which your authority or responsibility has been limited in contemporary society, there's nothing that limits your prayers. So make a point to pray for the mates of your children all through their lives. Third, set an example that will give your children a standard. Live out your married life in such a way that your children will know what marriage really can mean and will not want to settle for something less. Most children have a pretty strong impression of what marriage will be like from the marriage of their own parents. And children that have seen a happy, successful, harmonious marriage are much less easily enticed into the wrong kind of marriage. They have a standard, and they're not going to settle for something less. So it's the responsibility of parents to demonstrate what a marriage should be like.
You know, I want to echo one of the things that Derek has said in this teaching, and that is the responsibility of parents to pray for their children's mates. You know, if you have children, you know that eventually they're going to date, eventually they're going to get married, and you can begin to pray now for that spouse. Think of the problems that you can push out of the way and the great things you can pray into the life of your spouse as you pray for your children's future mates. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Choosing a mate is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. So how do you make the right choice? In his enlightening book, God is a Matchmaker, Derek Prince gives practical biblical advice on how to avoid heartbreak by preparing for marriage God's way. Derek shares from personal experience how God led him to marriage, and he reveals how others in your life, such as parents, pastors, and trusted friends, can play an important role when making life-changing decisions. Normally $12.95, this powerful and practical resource is yours for a limited time for only $9.95. Order your copy or get one for someone you love when you call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Life is not a fairy tale, but there is a happily ever after when you follow God's plan. Order God is a Matchmaker now. And when you do, we'll also include Derek's helpful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, at no extra charge. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us today. We are concluding today a two-week-long series by Derek Prince on God as a Matchmaker. And today, he's talking to us about the responsibility of parents, how parents should model a godly marriage for their children, pray for their children's future spouses, etc. It's a powerful and transforming teaching. Let's listen as Derek fills us in and helps us know what the Word of God has to say about this topic.
The fourth piece of advice, maintain close contact, ongoing contact with your children. Know what they're feeling, know what they're thinking. And this means be willing to listen as well as to talk. Sometimes parents give lectures but never listen to their children. Most of the young people that one counsels today have this complaint about their parents. They talk to me, but they never listen to me. If you want to know what's going on in your child's mind as that child grows up, you've got to cultivate listening as well as just lecturing. Fifthly, be understanding but firm. Be sympathetic, listen, see the child's point of view, but don't give way on some basic principle. I remember one of my teenage daughters a few years ago was asking me about something that she wanted to do. And I said, I can't consent to it. It's wrong. So she argued with me for a while. And eventually she said to me, you mean you don't want me to do it? And I said, that's right, I don't want you to do it. And I was amazed. She gave a kind of sigh of relief. She knew herself it was wrong, but she didn't have the strength to make the decision. She was just hoping I'd make the right decision for her. So be understanding, but be firm. Don't concede basic matters of principle. Your children may for a time be rebellious or fretful, but in the long run, they'll respect you. And they'll recognize that it was out of your love and your concern for them that you took your stand on basic matters of principle. Finally, I just want to say a word to children about their attitude to their parents, especially in the matter of marriage. The Bible reveals that from the point of view of human relationships, there is scarcely anything more important and decisive in life than the blessing of parents on their children. This is what Paul says in Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Do you want it to go well with you? Do you want to enjoy life and have a long life? Well, there's a principle. Honor your father and mother. Let me say from personal observation in many, many lives, I have never met a person who dishonored father and mother and who knew what it was for it to go well with that person to have a long life. I've met Christians who claim to be committed to Jesus Christ, used the language of salvation, and even I would say at times sought to serve the Lord. But if they did not cultivate a right attitude and a relationship with their parents, the real choicest blessings of God were withheld from that life. Your attitude to your parents and their attitude to you is going to make a great difference to the whole course of your life. So covet the blessing of your parents. Do everything you can to gain their blessing. Sometimes that will mean patience. It may mean submitting to things that you don't altogether agree with. And I agree there are some situations in which a child who's a believer just cannot yield to some of the requirements of parents. But nevertheless, do everything in your power to cultivate the right attitude to your parents. I went through this when I became a believer. My parents did not believe in the same sense that I did. For a time, I almost felt that I didn't owe them anything. But God dealt with me about that. And I thank God that later in life, I cultivated an attitude of honoring both my parents. I believe both of them ultimately came into faith. I believe also that that has been a major factor in God's blessing on my life.
You know, if you are a parent, the Bible teaches that your attitude towards your parents will affect your children's attitude towards you, and that in turn will affect how they're positioned for their future mate and the marriage God has chosen for them. There's so much more to come, including a special chat with a friend from the Netherlands, as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Of the millions of choices we make in life, choosing a mate is one of the most significant. And yet, with nearly half of all marriages ending in divorce, it appears that we either make the wrong decision or simply change our minds. In his booklet, The Choice of a Partner, Derek Prince explores God's plan for finding a spouse and sheds light on what true love really is. Marriage is intended to be for life, and Derek's powerful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, will help you better understand how to find and stay with your mate until death do you part. It's such an important resource that we want you to have a copy absolutely free. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Both the call and this helpful resource are absolutely free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy of Derek's booklet, The Choice of a Partner, when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted that you're with us here on this Friday. In the studio with me at my side here is David Holland, who's one of the producers of our show and also one of the wisest men I know. And I mean that with sincerity. David, great to have you with us.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you.
But we also have another guest joining us from Holland, from the Netherlands, a guest who's been with us earlier this week. Ivar van der Stede is the DPM director for our office in Holland in the Netherlands, and also has responsibility for Eastern Europe. Ivar, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Stephen. Glad to be here again.
Well, I'm delighted. I want to go back to something you said in one of our earlier interviews that were so fascinating with you. You said that one of the things that you're doing that's really touching lives is conducting marriage seminars in Holland and perhaps some other places. Can you tell us about that? And can you maybe review for us a little bit of why there's such a need for that in your area, in your geographical area?
Yes, thanks for asking, Stephen. I thought you'd never ask because it's such a topic close to my heart. It must be 8 years ago that the book Husbands and Fathers went right through my own life. As I said before, ever since early in our marriage, the covenant was always on my heart. But still, that book Husbands and Fathers was so renewing my identity in God's fatherhood, and from that, reproducing that to my family and to my children. It was my dream ever since to conduct seminars, and actually you catch me on a moment that just 1 week ago I had over 200 men come together from all over the Netherlands and even from Belgium to be instructed about the marriage covenant, about a healthy sexual life in the light of the scripture, and about God's fatherhood in their own life as the basis for their fatherhood in their marriage. And it's been a wonderful reviving time, and time and again, actually, it's been it probably was the 15th or 20th time in those 5 years that we have conducted seminars like that, and we really see a movement coming up slowly of men who believe in godly fatherhood and godly husbandhood in their families.
And let me help me to understand your context. You know, in America, we're so thick, so rich with so many seminars, almost too many seminars and conferences. Are marriage seminars like what you're conducting unique in Europe? Are they unique in Holland, even among the Christians?
Even to our nation, and I say this to our shame, it is quite unique, Stephen. Well, otherwise people wouldn't be coming from all over the country, of
course.
Sure,
sure.
And we have weekends in which we take a man in depth through all this teaching. And what is so unique, I think, about these weekends is the teaching on covenant. I think that is a key to understanding marriage that Derek excellently wrote down in the book Marriage Covenant. And it is so vital for people to understand that marriage is all about dying to self. And I think that is the uniqueness of these seminars, because once men discover that when they die to self, like Jesus promises, they get their life back. Those who lay their lives down will find it. That is what the Bible promises, and that also goes for marriage. And in many realms, there is so much misunderstanding, so much frustration even. But God will restore marriages. God will restore the sexual relationships in marriages. God will restore His basic fatherhood at the basis of who you are. And if God restores those things, then family life is restored. And I think that is a unique thing that we need anywhere in the West nowadays.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Ivar, we are so proud of you and so thankful for what you're doing. Tell people in the English-speaking world the best place to find out more about what you're doing, what website to go to, and then, because this broadcast is also heard in the Dutch-speaking world, tell people what website they should go to for a Dutch website. Would you please?
Yes, that would be www.dpmnederland.nl. Presuming that people understand Nederlands, of course, Netherlands, the Dutch language, dpmnederland.nl.
And for English speakers, they would go to derekprince.org, where they could learn about what the national office is doing there. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Stephen.
Wonderful, wonderful. Ivar, you're a great blessing to us. You're an inspiration. We're extremely thankful for you. Thank you for spending these 3 days with us this week, my friend.
It's been wonderful to be with you and to share.
Wonderful. Dave, I got to tell you, I'm just inspired by what's happening in the DPM offices around the world. I mean, I have the privilege of sitting here in this studio, as you often do, and having the national directors call in, and it's just inspiring to me.
Well, I know so many of us have a heart for places like continental Europe and the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, places that were once rich with Christian heritage and now can be fairly spiritually dark in places, and it's so exciting to know that God is moving there and He's stirring people's hearts.
Well, and you can hear the spiritual passion in Ivar's voice, as we heard it and have heard it in other national directors' voices, where they are wanting to fan into flames the dying embers of a former Christian culture.
Yeah.
in their world. Imagine, you know, we have the same thing here in the States, but imagine being, for example, British or being Dutch and knowing the great Christian heritage of your land and having the privilege of helping to bring that back into our present generation. That's thrilling stuff.
Absolutely. So if you know that Derek Prince Ministries is really so international, one of the most international ministries possible. You know, there's a couple of things I'd like to make our listeners aware of as well before we close today, Stephen. We have a couple of resources that we'd like to get into people's hands. One is an absolutely free resource that's very much in line with what Derek has been teaching us and will be teaching us over the next few days. It's a free booklet called The Choice of a Partner by Derek Prince. All you have to do is call, click, or write and let us know you'd like to receive it. Go online at derekprince.org. Also, there's an additional resource with even deeper teaching along those lines, the God is a Matchmaker book by Derek Prince. It's regularly $12.95. Right now, we're making that available on the website and by phone for $9.95. And you can call us at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. And let us know you'd like to purchase God is a Matchmaker at that special price.
David, great having you with me, like always.
Thank you, Stephen.
And listen, I want to urge those of you who are listening today and have been listening to please be praying for these national offices. You're hearing great tales of victory, but they are won at great cost, and I want you to back them with prayer. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. It's been a marvelous week. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's encouraging book, God is a Matchmaker, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $9.95. And when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's insightful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.